editing is all Mac-based now. I mean, you know, the program's out there on the PC, but whether you're using Avid or using Final Cut Pro, you're working on a Macintosh. Using a Mac is a little different than using a PC. It's not so much operating a computer as it is sort of tricking it, fooling it into doing what it is you really want it to do. You kind of have to sneak up on a Mac. I don't feel like I'm operating the Mac so much as I'm just there sharing the Mac experience. And if I can do something useful while the Mac is willing, so much the better. One of the coolest features of the Macintosh is it's really easy to shut down. All you have to do is be using a piece of software and then poof, it goes away. It's gone. It's shut down. You didn't push any buttons. You didn't close. You didn't even save. It's just gone. Unless you want to shut down a Mac. Oh, that's a whole nother story. I mean, you try to close a program and it locks up. And then you do that funny, what is it, the cloverleaf period thing?
These unnatural and ultimately useless interrupt keys.
Then nothing moves. Then you push the power button and it won't turn off. You go around and unplug it. And you better hope you're not on a laptop, because then you got to find the damn battery and try to pull that out or the thing will never shut down. So I put my CD in the CD-ROM tray, and I'm copying media off that CD, dragging it onto my desktop, dragging it onto my desktop, dragging it onto my desktop. I eject it, and where did my files go? It's the only operating system I know of where click and drag does not mean you actually copy or move anything. No, you're just making shortcuts on your desktop. So I've got my next CD, and I slam it into the CD-ROM tray, and lo and behold, it starts playing all by itself. I'm looking for a way to turn it off. Finally, out of desperation, I click and drag the CD into the garbage can. The system locks up. So I go to the cloverleaf period spacebar thing, hoping I can stop the program, and I get a little caution window saying, careful, interrupting this program may lock up the system. I try to click OK, but the system's already locked up!
I like the handle here. That's so you can attach a chain and use it as a boat anchor!
The Mac is practicing some kind of bizarre psychological warfare on me, because I'm working late at night. Out of the corner of my eye, I keep seeing this thing jumping up and down. The update manager is bouncing at the bottom of the screen like a Jack Russell fucking terrier. So I'm looking around in the list of the files, trying to find the executable it wants me to update. And if I click on any one of them by accident, I rename it! Oh no, it's been renamed nothing. It was some kind of important system file, and the computer crashes! On a PC, no data is really lost. I mean, there's a way to undelete a file. If you know what you're doing in DOS, you can go in and recover anything that's been corrupted. On a Mac, if you lose a file, you run to the store and get a copy of the Mac version of Norton Utilities. You run back only to have Norton go, "You idiot! You own a Macintosh! The file is fucking gone! It's just gone!" Don't have any tools or any kind of buttons or whatever, or dials or switches in the bottom of the screen, because if you reach for them, the dock menu comes up. You've got to, like, angle around and slide and dodge the thing to get to the control. It's kind of like boxing with your computer. I can put it on the bottom, I can put it on the left, I can put it on the right. No, I can't put it on the top. That's reserved for the mighty Blue Apple. My name is Hunter Kressel, I'm an editor, and I cut together everything you saw tonight on a Macintosh. Mac killed my inner child.
Hello, Chef.
An educational comedy.
It's not a cause, not a movement.
It's not a social group you can slap a label onto.
It's an idea. It's an intention.
It's an intuition.
A mindset in which reality can be explored.
A genuine expression.
Discernment.
Critical thinking and imagination.
To look inward upon ourselves.
To better understand the external world around us.
And yes,
few egos are bound to be bruised.
With our silly, zany, politically incorrect,
pure power and build style of going about things.
Real and raw honesty.
Which invites you to be
to the fullest.
Hello, everybody, and welcome to yet another edition of Paradigm Shift, an educational comedy. I am Dave Kelso, and I want to make this video as quick as possible. Hopefully, we'll see exactly what happens. I'm not going to have any third-party inserts or anything like that, as I tend to do for most PSEC episodes, because for this, it's, you know, pretty much just a screen share thing. And I would like to show you how Odyssey has, like, exponentially improved over the last 12 months or so, relative to what it was. But first, for those of you who do not know what Odyssey is, why it's important, or anything like that, I'm going to give you just a quick explanation on that. Odyssey is a web front-end for the LBRY library network. And so this is basically a front-end client. And just to show you real quick, let's see, where did I put that? So there are different tools and front ends and things. So this one is called Fast LBRY, and it is a third-party library client. Then there is something called Librarian, and it's got instances, and some of these instances can also be used with Tor, all that fun stuff. But let's just pop into one of these to check it out real quick if I can. Hopefully it'll load. I mean, yes, I'm gonna get back to Odyssey, but for right now I'm just making the point that Odyssey is just a web client. Okay, that one's not loading too quickly. Let's try this one. Oh, site can't be reached. Yeah, this is not boding well for this. Ah, here we go. Okay, cool. Good. So yeah, this is a front end. So we got that here. We can see that. Thankfully there aren't an incredible ton of these to show you. This is the last one. I mean, I'm sure there are probably others out there, but these are the only three that I know about. So, okay, here we go. This looks more like the LBRY library app, but yeah, let's see here. Is there an about section or anything? Trying to get tech support. Okay, how it works. Now, if you ever wanted to run library-related services like full nodes, hub servers, or websites like Mediator.com or Odyssey, you came to a good place. I provide services for helping people set up their own servers. Obviously, English is not this guy's native language. I'm just compensating for that. If you choose want to use the package, whatever, I'm presuming he means the software, to let him know at admin@mediator.com, blockchain package, set up LBRY blockchain node with LBCD backend. He's actually selling this one. It's not open source. That's interesting. Seed service, how it works. Blah 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 blah. By running the service, da 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 da. Everyone is welcome. Da 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 da. So you can submit channels. Do not request channels that have copyrighted content or not safe for work. Donators can request more than one channel to be seeded. Blah blah, etc. etc. Okay, so you get the idea here. The point is that the library network is completely open source. Anybody with some programming skill can, make front ends and do what they want with this. And anybody who at least has, a reasonable technical knowledge can take some of these things that already exist and set it up for themselves and have some fun with it that way. So, now that I've made the point as to what LBRY library is and that these things are front ends, Odyssey.com being the official, you know, front end for this. Let us now focus on Odyssey. Okay, this is the PSEC Media Channel. As you can see, finally the homepage, it has more tabs that are more kind of YouTube-like in the way they operate. And you can customize your homepage, you know, with different sections. Now, you can configure more sections than are being shown here, but for whatever reason, it doesn't show more than this. You could configure twice as many sections, and only this many will come up. I don't know why. We go into the Edit Home tab for that, and, you know, as you can see, this is where the sections are configured. Yep, so that is just stating the obvious there. Okay, the content section. With Odyssey, you can do what's called a reposting of other people's content. So, as you can see, I like to repost from a bunch of different places. But let's say you only want to see content from that content creator. You couldn't care less about reposts. You don't want to see them. You're not interested in seeing them. You only want to see what the content creator has provided. No problem. This little button here, hopefully you can see my mouse cursor. I forgot if I enabled that in the screen capture settings for seeing my mouse cursor or not. Hopefully you can, but if not, it's the little icon thing here right next to top. You can see I'm hovering over it and it says more. So, okay, I click there, and under additional filters, you can click hide reposts. And now I've hidden them, and the only thing you're going to see is content that has been directly uploaded by me. So that's all you're going to see with the hide repost thing clicked, and of course I can unclick that, and it goes back to showing everything. Now, here on the PSEC Media Odyssey channel, I have done my best to make playlists galore. Every type of topic you can think of, tech stuff, geek stuff, fandom stuff, Linux, Unix, Windows, Mac, Star Wars, Star Trek, like, all the things, world events issues, various different, content creators and things, and yeah, so it's a pretty wide selection. Spiritual stuff, you know, just all kinds of things, and, yeah, so I can promise that every single video that I've playlisted, and it's been a lot, I have watched at least once. So the idea for these playlists is not to, like, load it up with every single thing from someone's channel just because it exists and it's there. These are things that I've watched and I liked enough, so I felt, okay, this should be playlisted within my playlist, because I think, you know, like, I don't have to be like, oh my god, this is so great, and I'm gonna put it in a playlist, but at the very least, I have to feel, okay, it was decent, it was relevant, that could go there, or at the very least, mildly funny, you know. there is no way to order the playlists themselves. They go up in the order that they were created. So, like, I can't put all the Clown World stuff together. I can't put all the PSEC stuff together. It's just there in the order created. So you see PSEC Season 2023 up there. You know, scroll down a bit more here. Let's see. And, you know, we see PSEC 2020. Obviously I flip past it. Let's go all the way down and make this easier. Okay, so, I mean, PSEC has been around since 2011, so obviously I haven't gotten to anywhere near a point to like put all the things in playlists. Like, just haven't gotten there yet. Maybe one of these days, probably more like one of these years. But anyway, as for what I do have up there, you know, you see the PSEC 2021. Then scroll up a little more. By the way, sometimes this has a bit of a bug where it'll like duplicate entries. Let's try hitting refresh on there again. Hopefully that bug goes away one of these days, but you kind of have to scroll slowly in order to maybe hopefully avoid the duplication there. So, okay, we see the PSEC 2022 in the playlist there. Let's scroll down a little more. PSEC season 2019. PSEC season 2020. And PSEC season 2021 all the way at the bottom, which shows you that I first started messing with playlists in the first place. When it was the season 2021. So, okay, let's bounce back up here. I just want to easily demonstrate how to do things with this. So I'm going to click there. You can view playlist, shuffle playlist, to update, edit, delete, and copy link. When a playlist... Now, adding... I just want to specify, adding to a playlist and publishing the additions to that playlist are two entirely different things. So you can add all sorts of stuff and you will be able to see it, but as far as other people out there being able to see it, you have to publish it first. So you will notice there is a publish option there. So editing is just to edit the playlist. Edit and publish are not the same thing. So when you edit and you save, that doesn't mean the changes are published. Another little bug. Do not exceed 250 entries on a playlist. There are a few playlists that I have that I'm trying to get stuff out of them and rerouted to other playlists. Like Zombie 19 and COVID Reich, Activism Comedy and Clown World. You know, there's a few things that have a lot more than 250 items, and this makes the playlist virtually unviewable. It's so bloated, it's so crazy, the system just doesn't know how to handle it. So even though there is no hard limit set in place, there's nothing where when you try to add more than 250 to where it'll be like, oh, you cannot exceed 250. Nothing like that, unfortunately, yet. So yeah, you're going to have to deal with that manually and just make sure you pay attention. I have been talking to Jiggy Tom, one of the main developers on that, and, you know, for Odyssey. And, you know, they are aware of these things, and they do plan on correcting these things. So, yeah, those will be future updates. But I just want you guys to know about it, you know, in advance, so that if you're, you know, playlisting a lot of stuff, that you don't run into this. Okay, so now let's go into editing a playlist. So, PSEC 2023. So, you know, you can choose your thumbnail, your title, your description, all that kind of good stuff. So let's go into editing the items. Okay, so they make this very easy. This thing highlighted in red here. I left clicked that to grab onto it, and then I could drag it like this. It's very, very, very easy to do. Easy peasy, no problem. This up arrow here moved to the top, so if you click that, it would move that entry straight to the top. Let's just do that right now. Boom. So it's been moved to the top, so go all the way up here. There it is, all the way at the top. Obviously, I don't want to keep it there. The other arrow going down does exactly the same thing, move to the bottom. Then these arrows, obviously, you move up one, you move down one, and then this is to remove the entry completely. So, last I made a video about playlists, trying to do any of that stuff was so glitchy, and trying to move things around and get them to stay in place, it was a nightmare, it was a living hell. All of that has been long since fixed, so okay, let's save our changes, and now, oh look, you know, publish updates, there's publish there, so when we hit publish, then we can go in like that. We have additional options. And so, I haven't added in these additional options, but at some point in the future, and if I want to, I can add keywords, tags, whatever you want to call them. So, okay, let's do that right now. Paradigm. World events, comedy, education, resource. Okay, so I've added in those tags. Primary language is, of course, English. There's no secondary language. And yeah, so now I can submit that. And because it's a blockchain, it says your publish is being confirmed and will be live soon. So that needs to publish to the blockchain. Now, while that's happening, everybody else can still see the playlist exactly as it was prior, prior to any published changes. So it's not like this goes away or anything. It's not like people are going to be like, hey, where'd the playlist go? So the previous incarnation of it is still visible, and then once those changes are done publishing, then people will be able to see the fully published changes. Channels. This is a feature where you can highlight your favorite channels. I've added a few selections here. I don't know if there's a limit, like on the front page, if it'll tell you can only add this many, or if you try to add some and they'll just vanish on you or whatever. I have no idea. But let's take Best of Independent Media. We're going to click See All. And so there's all of the channels that I have added under that. Go back here a second. So let's say I wanted to edit this. Well, I can enter in a channel name or URL, and on this side, it'll start to fill it in, and then you drag and drop, like, okay, so I'm not going to add anything, but so you grab this, and you drag it over here, and then it gets added there. And then as per these little triple bar things, you can see that you can arrange them any which way you want. And then, of course, there's a little garbage can icon. You can, remove things if you want. Yeah. Okay, so pretty good there. I have not screwed with this aspect, so I can't really talk about this one because I haven't really screwed with it. Community, pretty obvious, you've got your little message board thing for the channel, whatever, about, yeah. And of course, let's just go into settings right quick. Comments enabled for channel, slow mode is if you're like a really large channel and getting a lot of comments and stuff like that to prevent spamming, preventing things from moving too fast. You can have a minimum time gap in seconds between comments and all of that. Minimum channel age, if you wanted to age restrict things. Minimum tip amount for comments. Enabling a minimum amount to comment will force all comments, including live streams, to have tips associated with them. This can help prevent spam. So, yeah, like, most people who enable this basically put it at 1 LBC. You know, no big deal. Of course, minimum tip amount for Hyper Chats. Hyper Chat is the equivalent of Super Chats on YouTube. So, and of course, you can add moderators and things like that. I'm not going to go into all of the settings and stuff, but, you know, you can see there's, settings, all this other stuff, blah, blah, blah. You get rewarded in LBC for watching videos, and, there is a way to hook, you know, standard fiat, and monetization elements and things like that into here, so they are doing their best to offer all the different sorts of stuff that people like about YouTube, but without it being YouTube. So far, they've done very well with it. Obviously, it's not perfect. Obviously, there's a lot more to go. But what they've done so far is absolutely fantastic. And, of course, I can expand this or just keep it as icons. But yeah, so you have the different sections, so let's click on, like, gaming, for example. Okay, so, as you can see, there's all sorts of different gaming stuff from all sorts of different channels. I should also mention that there's a feature to where if you have a YouTube account, you can automatically, sync that up. You know, you can have it to where when you post on YouTube, it automatically copies it over to your Odyssey channel. So it's pretty convenient. It's what a lot of YouTubers have done more and more all the time. So, you know, some of these people are like Odyssey exclusive sort of content and or, you know, alt tech only. Others also have YouTube channels where, you know, the content is being synced. So, let's go into attack. Channel with 15 million subs deleted. Interesting. Okay, so anything and everything tech related. Mega Man 2 SNES port. Yeah, so there's all sorts of things within tech-related. As you can see, not everything is politicized here. Yes, you can find plenty of politicized content and world events and things like that, but there's tons of just straight-up geek content, you know, whether you're a gamer or whatever you are, whatever your interest. It has the sort of assortments, the sort of assortments, that you would expect to find on YouTube, that level of diversity. Let's click into gaming, seeing as gaming is its own thing. So, yeah. All kinds of gaming stuff, comedy. You know, and whether or not you find something funny or not, well, much like art, comedy is in the eye of the beholder. Awaken with JP, he's a good a political and spiritual commentator, or comedy guy, you know. He does his best to be funny, whether or not you think he's funny. Well, again, that's for you to decide. So, okay, we got music. Of course, that one up there that's a live stream. So, you got all sorts of music of all different types. You know, you got your traditional more analog, you know, play it live style, guitar, piano, drums, you know, all kinds of things. And, of course, you have your electronic music as well, things that are, you know, made with computer applications and other various fun little electronic devices. So, you know, you've got all that. Sports. Whoops. Yeah, okay, there we go. So, there's all your different sports related things. Let's go to finance. Yep, so there's your financial stuff, crypto, fiat, everything in between. Any and all things financial, you will find it under finance. You know, one would hope so anyway. So yeah, you've got documentaries and films, news and politics, spirituality. Let's click on spirituality. Yeah, so, you know, whether you're talking about Christian stuff or more New Age stuff or anything in between, whatever. Here's all your different channels for all sorts of spiritual stuff. Go to the homepage here. Yeah, so as you can hopefully see here, the interface and all of its functions and features are coming along extremely nice. And of course, you know, make sure you create an Odyssey account, hopefully, and maybe you might even subscribe. Obviously, within all of my PTech episodes that I put up on various areas of alt tech, if you're watching this and it's not on Odyssey, just go into the, you know, more info section, description details, you know, however it's phrased on the platform that you're watching it on, and you will see the links for this video spanned across all of the different social media networks. So just click on the Odyssey link. It'll take you to the Odyssey version of this video, and then from there you can sign up. So that'll take you there very quickly. So, alrighty, I guess that is all that I have to say about that. Hopefully you have found this video to be informative, and I hope that you will give Odyssey a try. Oh, one other little warning. Because it is a blockchain network, so it relies on, you know, nodes on the network. If you're living in a country that doesn't have that many nodes, this is going to run slower than shit. You know, Al's Geek Lab, who also has an Odyssey channel on here, but it's primarily YouTube. He's got the sync going on. The YouTube, the Odyssey sync. He told me that in New Zealand, where he is, he's originally from the UK, but he moved to New Zealand. But in New Zealand, where he is, LBRY and Odyssey are virtually unusable due to the lack of nodes in his country. So, you know, if you're using Odyssey from the United States, Canada, Mexico, most if not all of Europe, pretty much most places in the world should have no problem with utilizing Odyssey and LBRY, but, you know, like I said, there's some countries that just don't have that many nodes on the network in their countries, so holy crap, is it slower than dog shit for them. And so, yeah. So just wanted to put that little warning out there. But for most of you, all should be good. You should be able to, you know, use it without a problem. Everything should be fine. So, with all that said, I hope you have a wonderful day or night or whatever it is in your part of the world. Hope you've enjoyed the video, and we will catch you next time.